This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Launching into the second hour of the program, joining you tonight is Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
We've got Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, it's happened again. Food Not Bombs activists arrested for feeding hungry people, feeding homeless people in a park in Tampa, Florida. We'll give you the latest on that story, because it's been a couple of years since we've heard, a few years, I think, since the multiple arrests went down in Orlando, Florida, with the Food Not Bombs folks. So we'll give you that story coming up here. Also, the Economics in One Lesson, Chapter 10. We've been going through this book. It's a free book that you can download. You can read on your own. Maybe you can read along with us. We've been doing it pretty much week to week, chapter by chapter, doing kind of a book review, book club thing here. So we're going to get into that, too. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we're going to get into economics in one lesson. I want to make sure we get to it here shortly, because, you know, we always get sidetracked and then, you know, end up having to back it up by another week before we get to it. So we'll do that shortly. But first, Sarah is on the line in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
So we just had the 2017 electronic show in Nevada. And, of course, the self-driving automated car was one of the big deal there. So, I was told that Hyundai, all the car companies are jumping in to making self-automated cars. And I was told that the Intel and the computer industry, they're getting a big boost because they need a lot of help from the software. So, you know, they're all tied in together. So what do you think about that? So they had a whole bunch of gadgets that they were talking about, new gadgets, but...
Yeah, Consumer Electronics Show is all about electronic gadgets.
That's right. And actually, as we were driving back tonight, Daryl, you and I were listening to Holland Cook, who is sort of a friend of the show. He was reporting for Doug Steffen from the Consumer Electronics Show. And I know I heard somebody say, I don't know if they were at CES, but I did hear some, you know, expert or industry person say that kids that are born today, kids that are being born this year and last year, are never going to drive. Is basically they said.
It's possible.
Yeah, I heard a sports broadcaster say a few months ago that the driverless car was going to be the end of talk radio.
Why is that?
Because you can play chess if you want, or you can play poker while you're driving.
Well, why would that end talk radio? I mean, people like to listen to opinions and, you know, have it out with folks or whatever.
Right, but if you don't have to, you know, pay attention to the road.
Right.
You can focus on other things, so you could read a book, you could work on your laptop, you could, as Johnny said, play chess, you could wind up snooping.
There's a lot of things that were supposed to kill radio, Johnny Ray. I mean, if you think about when television hit the scene, there was a big concern.
Video killed the radio store.
Except it didn't. I mean, radio's doing just fine today, and there's more penetration for radio than there is for cable television, for instance.
Ask Zach Sang and his gang.
He's a star, is what you're saying. Yeah. Zach Sang, yeah.
Sarah, do you spell your name with an H?
Good question.
Whatever, anyway, people want to spell it.
Okay.
I'll start spelling it J-E-L-L-O.
Well, Sarah, thanks for bringing that up. To answer your question, I think that, you're looking at an inevitable future with these driverless cars. People don't want that responsibility. I don't think most people want the responsibility of being behind the wheel.
Oh, I hate driving.
Yeah, and they would give it up if they could. I don't mind it. It doesn't bother me to drive somewhere.
I love traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I hate driving.
I see. Why do you hate it so much?
The thing about it is that, just think about it. Red light cameras are going to become obsolete, and so are speeding bans. Because you can't break a traffic law when the cars are...
If you're not the one in charge. Yeah, that's right, a good point, Sarah. So that means that the government will have less revenue, which is a good reason to support the driverless cars. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
So the reason I hate driving is because the more time you spend on the road behind the steering wheel, the higher your chances of having an interaction with police.
That's the reason you hate driving. Interesting.
That's a good reason for it. I
would have figured it was the other drivers.
A lot of them, but also the
cops.
I don't want to interact with cops.
Okay.
And the more often you're behind the wheel, the higher
that's true.
Chance.
Yeah, the other drivers are fairly benign compared to the road pirates.
That's true. I guess, if I were going to say something that was concerning about driving is the chance of accidents rather than interacting with the police. Because most of the time you're going to be able to walk away from an interaction with the police, whereas an accident, it's probably a little less likely.
Right, but I've also had a warrant in South Carolina for 7 years almost. So whenever I wind up having an interaction with police...
You don't know if they're going to find that out.
Right, it's always one of those things of... Are they going to take me down to the station just because, there's a warrant and they don't necessarily know what it's for?
No, it's not extraditable, is it?
No.
Okay.
But if I'm ever in South Carolina, then you go directly to jail.
Right.
But it's one of those things of, do they necessarily know what the warrant is for on the side of the road, or does it just show up?
Warrant. Yeah, I don't know about
and
that.
And so far, since I've had the warrant, none of the interactions I've had with police, have they ever mentioned the warrant?
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know.
Maybe South Carolina's not reporting it effectively into whatever national system?
Yeah, I don't know. But I know that when I had a background check when I lived in Texas because I wanted to get a security guard job, that warrant prevented me from getting a job as a security guard in Texas. But
it's just
never
a traffic warrant.
Right, but it's never been mentioned by any police officer that I've dealt with in the last... almost 7 years.
Now, what was it issue for? Failure to appear, or what was...
Failure to appear because the cop verbalized a date of May, but he wrote on the ticket April.
And so you showed up...
I was on vacation when I should have been at court, thinking, I've got another month until my court hearing, I've got court in a week and a half after getting the ticket.
Because you think he did that on purpose or on accident?
I think he was an idiot and honestly thought that May was the fourth month.
Okay, it could be.
I didn't appear, and then, you've got no recourse other than to pay the ticket. And I was like, but I don't want to pay the ticket. I want to take it to a trial, and I can probably beat a couple of these things. And, well, nope, you can't do that. You can only pay it.
So what do you have to pay now? I mean, if you were to settle this up with South Carolina, what would the... I mean, are they charging you interest on this amount?
Presumably. I don't know.
You have no idea.
I have no clue how many hundreds of dollars they want now.
Oh, my God.
I know
how
at
many
the
years
time,
has this been? How long?
Almost seven. I know at the time it was a $187 and some change ticket, and I'm guessing there's probably interest and late fees on that.
I don't know. It would be kind of interesting to find out, because that is kind of getting in your way to some extent, right? Like not being able to, not having that satisfied with the state of South Carolina has resulted in you not being able to, renew driver's licenses?
My license is good until I'm 65.
Oh, that's right, Arizona.
Yeah.
So what? It did get in your way in some way. What was the? What was that?
Nothing? Not being able to get a job as a security officer.
That was the only thing. That's the only difficulty that the warrant has.
And
has
well, if
for
I
you.
Ever did declare that I was a New Hampshire resident, then it would prevent me from getting a New Hampshire driver's license.
I see. Because of the reciprocation between the states.
Right.
Okay. All right, toll-free number tonight. If you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Let's get into economics in one lesson. Chapter 10, we've been going through chapter by chapter in this book, which is free. If you'd like to go and get the PDF version, you can just Google or search for economics in one lesson. Henry Hazlitt is the author of the book. This one was a short one, probably the shortest one so far. The Fetish of Full Employment.
And I love the title here.
Why?
Just because it, really emphasizes the infatuation that some people have with, we need full employment.
Everyone needs a job.
It is a fetish to the people that support this.
All right, we're going to get into it here in moments, and he really basically makes one point here in the two pages, and we'll dig into that coming up here in moments. With Johnny Ray, Daryl, and Ian here in the studio tonight, you can join us with your thoughts as well. Plus, the police cracking down on folks for feeding the homeless in Florida, coming up here on the Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We got a free membership for you for the Libertarian Party, the National Libertarian Party. If you want to get involved in the third largest political party in the United States, you can now do it for free thanks to Free Talk Live. You go to lp.org/FTL. That's /FTL, like Free Talk Live. And those FTL letters need to be in lowercase. And that'll take you to their free membership sign-up page, which you cannot access, from what I can tell, from the rest of their website. At least if you can, it's not obvious how you do it. So normally when you sign up at the lp.org site, it's $25 for a year. This gets you that membership for free. It's a somewhat limited version because you don't get, like, the quarterly newsletter. You'll get one copy of their newsletter, the LP News. It's more like a sample membership. But it is still, you know, you still have the ability to become a delegate at their convention, for instance, and it's still a full-on membership. And
depending on what the rules are in the state where you live.
There you go.
Virginia requires that you be a dues-paying member of
the state party.
The state party and the national party. For a specific duration.
But New Hampshire, you don't need to be a National Party member, or you do?
Either a National Party member for at least 2 years or a member of the New Hampshire Party for at least 180 days.
Okay. So go to lp.org/FTL. You get a free membership thanks to Free Talk Live, and you can try to shape the future of the Libertarian Party. Do you want to see them be more principled? I think most... you know, truly principled libertarians would like to see that happen. So if you want to help that happen, you can go to lp.org/FTL. As we continue here, just going to get into the economics in one lesson chapter, which is called The Fetish of Full Employment. By the way, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
In the book here, Henry Hazlitt is just making kind of one general statement here, and that is that there are these people in politics who are constantly pushing the idea of more jobs, more jobs, more jobs. And, you know, that doesn't sound like a bad idea. But ultimately, what he says is really the most important is whether or not we have full production instead of full employment. Why is that?
Because what you want is the fruits of your labor. The labor is what you have to put up with, is the sacrifice you make in order to increase your own personal wealth. Or if you want to extrapolate the wealth of your nation, it's foolish to think that what we really want is all the labor. And we don't want that. We want the rewards. We want the wealth that comes from doing the work. So if we can...
Because most people aren't going to jobs in order to have a job. They're doing it for other reasons, to take care of their family, to pay off a house, or to, you know, do things they love with their leisure time, or to have more leisure time.
Exactly.
So... Hazlitt here writes in the first chapter, or rather the first paragraph of the chapter, the whole economic progress of mankind has consisted in getting more production with the same amount of labor. It is for this reason that men began putting burdens on the backs of mules instead of on their own, that they went on to invent the wheel and the wagon and the railroad and the motor truck. It is for this reason that men used their ingenuity to develop 100,000 labor-saving inventions.
Right, and that gives us more time to do other things that we'd prefer to do, and also saves our bodies from being, you know, destroyed. So, you know, imagine the difference between a group of men digging a ditch versus someone operating a piece of construction equipment digging a ditch. One of them is far more efficient. The other one is going to, you know, the men swinging shovels is going to result in some strained muscles, is going to result in some tired people, some hungry people, whereas one guy with a, an earth mover or whatever, a caterpillar, can get that thing banged out in a fraction of the time as a team of men. But that means fewer
consequently,
jobs.
Consequently, that team of men can be out doing other things, contributing to their community in other ways.
Correct.
So you don't have to have a team of 10 guys digging a hole. You can have one guy digging the hole, and the other 9 guys can go do all manner of other different things.
Right. That's not to say they would be out of any job, but it's to say that the ditch-digging jobs are much fewer, but they can go ahead and get work in other areas, as you were suggesting there. So, you know, maybe there would be fewer jobs after a lot of technology, but ultimately we wouldn't need as many jobs because everybody would be that much more productive.
Yeah, and he also brings up this this fallacy that he's mentioned before, the idea that there's only so much work to be done, and if we've mistakenly figured out a way to do it with machinery, then the rest of the population will be idle and they'll take to drinking gin and who knows what, and so we have to spread the work around.
Go ahead.
Well, last week we talked to Mustafa in
Sierra Leone,
and he and his partner were trying to realize a dream where they could help their people grow more effectively.
Right.
In the U.S., people grow. I think a lot of people in Sierra Leone grow. They subsistence farm because it's necessary for them.
That's all they've got.
Yeah,
they don't have pesticides or fertilizers. Is what he was saying.
Here in the U.S., we're much wealthier, and a lot of people still grow in their own gardens, but they do it for fun.
Right.
They do it as a hobby. They do it as a form of self-actualization, and. It reminds me, somebody else on YouTube was talking about Hazlitt's book, and this was Amanda Billyrock, and she was talking about this topic, and she said, consider Maslow's list of hierarchy of needs. Is that what
that's
called?
That's it, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so in a rudimentary economy, you're satisfying the things on those lower levels, but as those things get satisfied, you can still earn money serving your fellow man by helping them satisfy those needs
that are less important,
that are higher up on the chain and are more in keeping with a real cultured person's,
like, intellectual stimulation.
Yeah,
whatever
it
is.
I knew somebody who was a life coach. Who was she? Would people would pay her to talk to
tell
her
how
on
to
the
run
phone
their life.
And consult with them about their life, and
a life coach. She solved everything.
She made a great living doing that.
Goodness.
If you're living in America and you're like me, you're cleaning toilets, then you're doing it wrong.
But Johnny Ray, you seem to be happy with your life. I mean, you could be doing other things, right? I mean, you're a talented guy. If you didn't like cleaning toilets, or at some level, there are other things you could do and probably make a similar amount of money.
A robot could do what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And a robot, even ideally, a robot could program another robot to do what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a higher end, and it would probably be better for me and the rest of humanity if I figured out what it was. But I'm still serving people in this way, and the robot hasn't come along yet to take my job. When it does, again, we'll all be wealthier for it.
They have robot vacuum cleaners, but the thing is, the robots, you know, that exist for cleaning tasks only do that one task. And in the case of...
And sometimes not that
Not that
great.
Well. Yeah, I don't know, it seems like it's probably been a decade since I've seen one of these robot vacuums, and it wasn't that impressive back then. Maybe they've made it much better these days.
Well, if there's dog poo on the carpet, it's running over the dog poo.
Yeah, that's not going to work. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you may take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about economics in one lesson and the fetish of full employment. That's Chapter 10, as we've been going through chapter by chapter here, week after week, talking about this book, which is it's a very good book. It's actually the first book on economics that I've ever bothered to read, so appreciate you encouraging me to do that, Johnny Ray, as we continue here. Ian, Johnny Ray, and Daryl in the studio. Also, want to let you know how to save big time on your Amazon purchases. What you do is you go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. And when you go there, you'll be able to load up your Amazon wish list and then select whatever discount you want, up to as much as, I think, 30 or 33% off, which is an amazing discount. Now, I've gotten 20, 25%, 15%. It's pretty easy to get 15% off. You can usually get that fulfilled for you within a day. What happens is you put your items up there, and then you have to have Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency. You can then put your Bitcoin or cryptocurrency into escrow, And then the individual, or there's individuals on the website who want to buy Bitcoin who are willing to pay a premium, quite a premium. They're willing to pay 15%, 20% more than what the regular Bitcoin prices are in order to get Bitcoin. Maybe because they're in a hurry, maybe because they're unbanked. Who knows what their reasons are, but that's how they want to do it. And so they'll go and buy your stuff that you want for you as a gift for you on Amazon. They'll ship it to your door. When you receive it, you just let SaveItPurse.com know that you received the item. And then they release the Bitcoin that was yours to the individual who bought the product for you on Amazon. It really works, and it works well. I've been using it for more than 2 years. I've saved over $1,400 on more than 60 transactions over at SaveItPurse.com. So it's stuff I would have bought anyway. I was going to buy this stuff at Amazon. Why not save 10%, 15%, 20%? You get to decide your discount. You need to have Bitcoin, though, or some other cryptocurrency to make this work. And it's an awesome reason to go and get Bitcoin. If you need it, or another reason to go and get Bitcoin, this is a killer one. Save at Purse. SaveATPurse.com.
Ian, I saved $20 on a single purchase for a Christmas gift for somebody.
Sweet.
Yeah,
nice.
It was great.
Yeah, I just saved, 15% on that new cough switch that you got there, Johnny Ray, here in the studio, because we think the other one was going bad. Haven't had any issues since we pulled it out of the audio chain. So, yeah, that was like a $70 cough switch that I got 15% off of. You're not actually, you weren't holding it down there, were you?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, okay. He was just so loud, I could still hear him in my headphones.
Super loud. Yeah.
I was trying to do it loud enough so that it would reach you guys' microphones.
Okay, yeah, you were successful at that. I actually wasn't sure if the cough switch was working.
No, I saw him push it down.
I saw him push it down, too, but I wasn't sure it was actually working.
Yep.
So anyway, let's get back into the fetish of full employment. Very short chapter where...
Yeah, but before we actually get into what Hazlitt has written, there was something that I had wanted to mention from a book that I had read a couple years ago. It's actually designed for, school-age children.
Okay.
But I had read it because I was doing a review for something for it. And I'm glad that this is actually the sample chapter that's put up on the website for the book. It's The Adventures of Jonathan Gullible. You've heard of the Philosophy of Liberty video.
Yeah, the same guy.
Right, it's the same guy, and that video was taken from, the tail end of the book. But the sample chapter is titled Troublemakers, and it explains the absurdity of, this fetish of full employment in a very humorous way. So the main character, Jonathan, hears a woman screaming about being arrested, and he looks around and he sees a bunch of guys hitting a tree with sticks. And he's like, what's going on? And they're like, we're tree workers. We work around the clock, and, it can take hundreds of men around the clock, and if we're lucky, we knock a tree down in about a month. This woman showed up with a sharp piece of metal on the end of a stick, and she knocked a tree down all by herself in an hour.
Right.
And so then he says, well, if you, wind up using this new technology to knock these trees down, then you can develop new products like tables and chairs. Listen, kid, the point isn't to wind up making new products. It's to make sure that everybody has a job.
Even if it's pointless.
Correct. So standing around beating a tree with a stick,
right,
and hopefully in about a month it'll fall over.
Right. It's absurd, but it does show the point that we're trying to discuss.
Right. So the goal of the economy is full production.
Or should be.
Yeah, and Hazlitt says that a necessary byproduct of that will be full employment.
Mm-hmm.
But full employment is just a means to an end, and you shouldn't glorify the means. What you want is the payoff at the end. And, when we've got robots doing all this manual labor, we're going to be much better off.
Right. And Hazlitt even says we can very easily have full employment without full production. You could wind up doing something like a 30-hour work week. And then everybody's fully employed because they're not working 40 hours, but yet you don't meet your full production because people aren't working as efficiently.
That's right.
Now, while preparing for this talk today, Ian, I learned a little something about the Fed. The Federal Reserve. Or I got a fresh insight into it because the Federal Reserve has a dual mandate to manage inflation and promote employment, full employment.
Yes.
And I didn't quite realize those two concepts are intimately related to one another. They're like flip sides of a coin almost.
Really?
If I'm right about this perspective that I got today, basically if when employment gets, you know, closer and closer and closer to 100%, then the cost of labor will skyrocket. So if you have too much employment, then the price of everything is just going to go through the roof.
And the reason for that is what? Because everybody's got a job, so people have to bid up to get them to leave their jobs.
Right,
meaning
exactly.
Meaning offer to pay more and more and more to get the best employees to leave their jobs.
Right, or, yeah, just to... Yeah, as available labor shrinks, then the cost, the price that they could, that all of those free agents can demand is much higher.
Okay.
And it just gets higher and higher. So I didn't realize that and that's...
Well, what's that have to do with inflation?
Because so much of the price of something is the cost of the labor imputed into it, and that does not...
You're talking about price increases, not necessarily inflating the money supply.
Correct. I'm talking about price inflation.
Okay.
And I think that's what they... Well, maybe not. I was going to say I think that's what they mean, too.
The Fed, you mean?
Yeah, the Fed, but probably not, because their, you know, money is their product. So when they're talking about inflation, they're probably talking about inflating the money supply.
And, you know, they'll use these figures in determining whether or not to increase interest rates, maintain interest rates where they are, reduce interest rates. And they just recently, for the second time in, I think, 8 years, wound up increasing the base interest rate. Well, whatever, I forget what that is called, but mm-hmm. they had also increased it December of 2015. So, like, each December for the last 2 years, they've increased this, but otherwise it's held steady at near 0% since the Great Recession back in 2007-08.
All right. So what else, Johnny Ray?
Nothing. That's it.
Toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we get about just under 2 weeks before Donald Trump is going to be taking office, and there's all kinds of just sensational headlines about him, trying to make it sound like he's just going to be the best thing for freedom, saying that he wants to abolish the Fed, and then when you actually read the article, it's not Donald Trump who said anything about abolishing the Federal Reserve. He's supposedly going to appoint somebody who might possibly believe in something like that. So they'll say that Donald Trump is saying things when he has never actually said them.
And support the gold standard?
More coming up here. That's a good point. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks.
FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you want to try out a really great pillow, well, it might be the best pillow you've ever used, you can do it pretty much risk-free for 60 days by going to MyPillow.com and using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. You get your MyPillow at half price, or you can get two for the price of one. And it's a great pillow. In fact, it's actually washable. You can put it in your washing machine and dryer to keep it clean, which I've never seen that in any other pillow I've ever owned. It's a pretty great pillow as well because it fits to the shape of your body and holds your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for several months. Daryl's got one as well. We've heard some rave reviews from Chris Reitman, who's one of our Thursday night co-hosts. And I think Doug in Minnesota, one of our callers, called in, said he's had one for years. So you can go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL. Get yours. There's a 10-year warranty on it as well. But again, if you don't like it, if for some reason you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used, then you can just send it back to them within that first 60 days, and they will send you your purchase price back. So MyPillow.com, code FTL. Here's the story that I was talking about with Donald Trump here. It's one of the – there's several variants on this, but the headline – and by the way, the website here, there's a bunch of them that have very similar headlines. This I just pulled out of Google. Investment Watch blog. At the top of the top graphic – for the header, it says, spreading the truth, empowering the people. Now, whenever somebody says they have the truth, I say, look out, because, you know, they probably don't. In this case, headline, Trump moves to abolish the Federal Reserve and institute gold standard. Now, first of all, Trump can't really move to do anything yet. He's not the president at this point. He's still got to, you know, be sworn in in a couple of weeks.
That's why. Well, I mean, really, yes, he can move to do that. He can't abolish it, but he can make some phone calls and do that sort of thing.
He could, you know, request Congress to do something.
Yeah, but these stories about Trump – there's so many optimistic people out there. They are just going to be very disappointed with this guy because they really think that this dude is going to be somehow super different from the establishment. And if he's wrong, then, you know, we'll admit it and we'll, you know, give him credit where credit's due. Or if we're wrong about that, we'll give him credit where credit's due. But, you know, call me a skeptic here. Just because he's having a meeting with somebody doesn't mean he's moving to abolish the Federal Reserve and institute a gold standard. Now, here's what the story says. By IWB, Donald Trump won the election in a landslide because of bold ideas. His ideas would erase and remove decades of failed policies and corrupt agendas that have plagued this country for too long. As Trump's transition team continues to fill his cabinet, more and more attention continues to surround the possible selections for a variety of high-ranking positions and meetings that might help decide these appointments. On Monday, this was from published on December 31st, so fairly recently. On Monday, Trump held a meeting with John Allison, the former CEO and Bank of the Bank, BB&T, and of the libertarian think tank, the Cato Institute. We have seen several reports indicating that Trump is considering Allison for Treasury Secretary. On the campaign trail, Trump often questioned the future of the Federal Reserve's political independence. In line with these comments, Allison wants to abolish the Federal Reserve altogether and go back to the gold standard. In fact, Allison takes that rhetoric one step further. When acting as the head of the Cato Institute, Allison published several theses indicating that the Federal Reserve was obsolete and needed to be abolished as it restricts power from the people and allows billionaire cronies to run banks globally. Quote, I would get rid of the Federal Reserve because the volatility in the economy is primarily caused by the Fed, unquote. He wrote that in 2014 for the Cato Journal. So just because Trump apparently went and had a meeting with this guy means that Trump is now moving to abolish the Federal Reserve and institute the gold standard. I mean, it's wishful thinking at best.
Newsweek posted yesterday, citing Reuters, headline, Federal Reserve could see reduced role under business-friendly policy. Reduced role and abolishment are, you know, far cries from one another.
Right. And so far, you know, can he make appointments? You might know this, Daryl, because you're kind of into the political system a lot further than Johnny and I. Can he make the appointment until he's sworn in?
He can say, this is who I want.
Right.
But none of those become official until after he's sworn in.
Right. So all of this seems like speculation here. Just because he goes and has a meeting with a guy. Now, that's not a bad thing. Right. Like the fact that he's even talking to someone from the Cato Institute isn't necessarily bad news. Right. That's good. Right. Because I doubt Barack Obama did that at any point in his tenure.
I don't think George Bush really had any meetings with people at Cato.
Right. So that's, you know. I can understand why people want to imagine the best is going to come out of this. But this is government we're talking about here. And I think your point that you made real quick when we went to one of the breaks, I think the last one, was that Alan Greenspan was at one time in favor of the gold standard. In fact, yes. He's now apparently back in favor of the gold standard, if I'm recalling a discussion we've had about him correctly recently. But that he waited until he got out of the office of the chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
So he was for the gold standard in like the 60s or something like that, got appointed to the Federal Reserve, became not for the gold standard while he was working basically for the government or this private bank that's inherently
right.
tied with the government known as the Federal
right.
Reserve.
Right, it's a government-appointed position to a quasi-independent organization.
Right, and then when he gets... When he retires from the Federal Reserve, then all of a sudden he's back in favor of the gold standard again. So who's to say this John Allison guy isn't going to, you know, maybe he's all libertarian sounding right now, but then once he gets his hands on the power and the reins of control, if indeed he becomes the appointee, then he becomes, you know, in favor of central banks and in favor of all the things he's supposedly against. It wouldn't surprise me.
I think I read something that Allison had written somewhere that I really liked, but I can't remember what it was or what it was a part of. But the last thing I remember Greenspan saying mm-hmm. was after the housing crisis, Greenspan was saying, I guess I was wrong. Markets don't really work after all. I was wrong to support capitalism, and we need a more planned or controlled
Wow, I thought I remember him saying he wanted to go back to the gold standard again. Maybe I'm wrong about
that. He may have said something since then, but he definitely basically kind of came out and said, I was a little too optimistic about capitalism and freedom.
Jeez. So Fortune has an article, here's why the Federal Reserve is worried about Donald Trump. The Fed recently released their minutes from their December meeting, and they said that the anticipated path of interest rates rose significantly following Trump's presidential victory, and Fed economists said the investors seem to be expecting the same. Quote, most of the steepening of the expected policy path occurred following the U.S. election, that from Fed staffers in the minutes. Fed members seemed convinced that Trump would push through some kind of stimulus measures and that the economy would grow faster under Trump, but they also said that Trump's policies could increase the risk of higher inflation.
Meaning that the Federal Reserve would just decide to inflate the currency?
If Trump puts through some kind of stimulus measure of, hey, Fed, you're going to wind up doing another round of quantitative easing.
Oh, okay.
His policies would cause higher inflation, and then they would manipulate the
interest rates. If he orders
them
to print more money. Well, presumably, if this John Allison guy gets put in charge, then, you know, if he stays true to whatever principles he has, then they shouldn't do something like that. But, again, I just find this optimism, I mean, I appreciate it. I appreciate the optimism, but we're talking about the federal government here.
Right.
It's very hard for any of us to be optimistic about anything significant changing in the next 4 years. But, again, I'd love to be proven wrong. So, if you're following this situation closely, you're welcome to, you know, share updates with us as it goes on. I know Vincent will be back soon enough here. He's coming back in for his next college semester, so he's a big Trump fan. So I'm sure we'll continue to get our Trump updates here on Free Talk Live. You're looking forward to this, huh, Darryl?
No, because I can almost guarantee that, you know, it's going to be 4 years of the man can do no wrong, because that's how partisans are.
Yeah.
Their man can do no wrong. The other guy is always wrong.
Toll-free number. Oh, go ahead.
I heard on NPR that Rand Paul is saying, before we get rid of Obamacare, we've got to make sure we have something to replace it with.
Nothing.
Gross.
You replace it with nothing.
An alternative, Allison, this John Allison from the Cato Institute, argues if we allow the market to regulate itself, it would be preferable to the Federal Reserve harming the stability of the financial system. He said, quote, when the Fed is radically changing the money supply, distorting interest rates, and over-regulating the financial sector, it makes rational economic calculation difficult. Markets do form bubbles, but the Fed makes them worse. So if this guy does actually get appointed, like the speculation is saying, that can't necessarily be a bad thing. It probably would be slightly better than previous appointments to that position, but that's really all you can say at this point until something actually happens. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at March of Dimes.org/tomorrow.